This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Are you good talking about that for a second?
Yeah, I talked about it Saturday, so I don't have a problem with it.
So I
was told how stupid I was on a lot of things, but not everyone thinks clearly sometimes.
So it was obviously the 4th of July weekend this weekend. I went over to a buddy's house. We did some backyard barbecuing and some general hanging out and drinking some red, white, and blue beverages, and then went out into the cul-de-sac out front and lit off some firecrackers and just had a good old time. Lonzo nearly lit off the biggest firework of all.
Yeah, I almost died. But that's I don't want to say it's normal. It's not.
It's not.
So normally I would do the grilling on a July 4th, but my wife's sister gave her a gift of a grill. And so she wants to use it some because that, you know, it keeps her closer to her sister. And so I was playing a video game, and she had a flare up. She's like, "Hey, I need your help." So I went out to help. Could not get the fire out, and did not realize where the fire actually was. The fire was on the hose that connects to the propane tank. And got the water hose really quick and was spraying the hose. But the hose technically became a wick. Going towards a bomb, basically.
Okay, so the fire
propane,
from the grill.
The propane itself, the hose, coming out of the hose, fire was coming out of that hose.
So so from the grill, where the fire is for the cooking of the meats, from the grill, there is a hose that runs from the burners down to the propane tank. You turn the propane on. I know all of you know this, but just setting the stage here. You turn the propane on. The propane gas goes from the tank through the hose at a slow release pressure up to the burner. You light the burner. It keeps the propane flowing from the propane tank through the hose to the burner, keeps the burners lit. You cook your food. That hose is, and I did a little research on this after Lonzo told me this story during the break before I brought this up. I did the research on this, not supposed to be a part of the fire. And Lonzo said during the break that when called outside, he recognized that the fire, which is, again, as a grill expert, I'm qualified to say, supposed to stay in the grill.
That's where it's supposed to be, exactly.
The fire was not in the grill. The fire was making its way along the propane-filled hose towards the propane-filled propane tank, and had it gotten to that point, Lonzo and I assume most of Lonzo's house would have likely celebrated the 4th of July in like the most Jason Pierre Paul way.
Well, and there's a trees back there too, so it would have been. I I don't know. I've seen propane tanks blow up on TV and on movies. Never in real life, and I don't want to. And I was pretty close, and just glad we're okay, you know. And my wife said, "Yeah, I'm done with grilling for the year."
And for the year,
that's like okay, We'll just get a new hose, hook it back up. Everything will be okay. I'm not quite sure how the hose caught on fire. I still can't figure out how that happened. And I didn't think to look underneath when I saw the flare-up, because flare-ups happen all the time when you're cooking a lot of meats, which she was, including bratwurst, which tend to have a little grease pop out of there.
Yep.
And it was near the end of the food, so it wasn't like she had just started. It had been going for a while. And usually that's what it is. It's down underneath the grates. What it was, now that I remember, the metal piece that goes across the burner part inside the grill, you know, it's like a triangle that goes across.
Yep.
That was on fire. And so I was trying to get that out, and I never thought to look underneath. While I'm worrying about that, somehow the hose was on fire too. And then got it off right there. It stopped. And then the fire was still going. I'm like, why is it still? And then I looked underneath. I was like, oh no. But didn't panic. Could have panicked. Could have went, you know, Wonder Woman and picked the thing up and threw it. But that would have been bad too. But once we turned the thing off, believe it or not, when something is feeding the flame, can no longer feed it. She also brought out one of those blankets that's supposed to. I was like, that's not going to work. And the thing caught on fire. It's like, I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but we're live, and she was a nervous wreck for 2 days.
Clean your grill, man. Clean the grill.
The grill was.
Or was this the first usage?
No, it's only been used a couple times. The grill was not dirty. Here's the thing. We have had in the past rats inside the grill. We've had possums inside the grill. We've had other animals that got somehow inside the grill. That was my first thought. I was like, oh no. But the grill had been going for a while. I mean, she'd been grilling for like, I don't know, 25 minutes or something like that. So it wasn't like, it's just a lot of things happened at once. And didn't panic, but the thing that I should have thought of first, I thought of last. I wasn't the only person out there, but still, it's the thing I should have thought of first, and I did not.
Well, we are going to...
So always turn the gas off. That's the first move, and I did not do that.
Do not turn it on until you are ready to bring your grill up to temperature. And the second that your delectable meats are done... Turn that gas right back.
By the way, food still turned out good. Had to finish the brats in the air fryer.
It's not a bad way.
Because they were almost done.
Yeah.
And the air fryer finished off in a couple minutes, and they were still excellent.
It's not a bad way to do it. I have finished off burgers in the fryer once or twice before. It's not awful. It's not the best way to do it. Grill's still priority, but it's not a bad way to do it.
I don't know why this stuff happens.
If your other option is, you know, your grill explodes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty good second option.
It just does. And it wouldn't be unusual for something to blow up in Gray Court, but, you know, luckily it didn't.
Corn Chip texts the show. He said, my wife lit off what she thought was a Dud Roman candle this weekend and put it down on our water can to cool them off. I noticed the fuse still lit and shot off one of the buckets, so I had to grab it and shoot off the rest of those shots. You know, the last thing I said on Friday was, if you are going to, and I am one of these people, me and Buddy Andrew, P1 Andrew of the show, we're our demolitions experts on Friday night with the fireworks. If you're going to do that, please be careful, all right? And if you know for a fact that somebody's not your fireworks guy, just say, hey, point out the one you want to see, and I'll take care of it for you, all right? Because the last thing we need is for ERs across these great United States to be filled up with people who are missing body parts.
Well, and unfortunately, that there were incidents like that, as there are every year, of people going poorly with fireworks.
Saturday was one of the worst days of the year annually for social media, because it was just filled with people who are filming fireworks, and then they film the moment that their buddy blasted off two or three digits and ends up having to go with the club hand on the pass rush.
Although
it's bad.
I did see this morning this dude set up a firework behind himself. And as it goes off and the smoke starts, he starts doing the Batista thing. It was really good. It was.
We tried to do one with the like one of the not like a sparkler, but like the box where it like throws up the sparks. buddy of mine and I tried to do the, hey, take a video of us in slow-mo as we walk away from this kind of thing. And it just ended up like us looking like a couple of dorks. But it was great. It was great. All right, we got a lot we got to get to as the show rolls on. John Blau of the Post and Courier are going to join us here in about half an hour from right now. We will check in on all things Clemson, including asking the question about Brad Brownell's comments on Three Sports that he is expecting the Clemson basketball team to receive around 11% of their $20.5 million rev share cap. I said back in the last hour, that feels, and I will acknowledge it is in a knee-jerk reaction, and I have a lot of research and learning to do over the next couple of days, but my knee-jerk reaction to that was $2.25 million in rev share, even though it is obviously for a dramatically smaller roster than the football program, kind of feels like it is the athletic department saying, hey, you know, basketball is like a thing we do. It's like a secondary thing that we do. It's like a secondary investment for us. Is that fair, or am I being unfair to Clemson? Texter said, what is the difference in revenue between SEC schools and Clemson / the ACC? If Clemson was in the SEC or the Big Ten, would they have more money? That's from Spartanburg Jay. Jay, appreciate that text, buddy. Thanks for checking in. And by the way, Spartanburg Jay is, he said he's traveling for work, flying out of Charlotte to Detroit at 9:20 a.m. Odyssey app is a lifesaver. Yes, if you don't have it already, grab the Odyssey app. Audacy. It is free free on the App Store.
Dude, I'm so sorry that you have to go to Michigan. I mean, that's just, I mean, of all the places to have to go.
Grab the Odyssey app. Audacy. It is free in the App Store. When you do, you can search and subscribe to the Fan Upstate, which means that you can bring your favorite sports talk radio station of choice with you anywhere that you go, anytime that you go there, including listening to the Rob Brown Show every morning from 6 till 10 a.m. Eastern, listening to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel every afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. And once you are on the Odyssey app, and once you are on the Fan Upstate page, you are going to see two buttons. Number one is a big orange button with a play symbol on it. You click that button that says Listen Live, and you can indeed listen to the Fan Upstate live anytime, day or night. Right next to that button is another button that says leave a voice note. I want you to click that button. And when you do, you can record a 60-second voice message that will come straight to me. It is free on the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page on the Odyssey app. Click on the leave a voice message button, and you can record up to a 60-second voice message. Here's the other fun part. Number one, it is 100% uncensored. Say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, day or night, 24/7, 365. It is the number one way to contact the show when we are not on the air. Number two, again, well, I guess as part of number one, say whatever you want to say. I don't care. If you want to rant about Clemson basketball only getting 2.25 out of $20.5 million, have at it. If you are out and about and you hear a hilarious joke or something really funny happens to you at your favorite baseball team's game or whatever, go to the Odyssey app, leave a voice note. I will edit them as is required by the Federal Communications Commission, and I will play them and react to them live on the air. In fact, later on this week, I have been playing with over the weekend. Probably on Thursday, I am going to start doing, and you can go ahead and start leaving your voice notes for this right now. On Thursdays, I am going to start up a segment that is 100% dedicated exclusively to playing and reacting to your voice notes on the Odyssey app. All right, so you will have a segment on Thursdays along with Fight Club at 9:20, which I definitely never will forget and never have. You, on Thursdays, will have a segment of the show that you will become the star. And all you have to do is go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, click on the leave a voice message button and leave an up to 60-second voice message. They come straight to me the night before. I mean, I do this every day, but the night before on Wednesday, I will go pull them. I will put them into the computer. I will cut them up and beep them as is necessary. And then you will have a segment on Thursdays that is just about you and what you want to get to. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's the name of the app. Get it. It's free. Go to the website or go to the Fan Upstate page, click on leave a voice message, leave a 60-second voice note of anything that you want to get to, anything that you want to discuss, and I will get to them in our very first segment, which I have not named yet, coming up on Thursday. All right, coming up in this hour of the show, as we mentioned, John Blau here in about 25 minutes from right now. We will ask him about everything going on right now in Clemson. We will also get his thoughts on Brad Brownell's comments about the 11% of the rev share coming to him. When we come back here in just a minute, I had a knee-jerk reaction that I saw to a video that was making its way around the Carolina Panthers message boards over the weekend. The video is, of course, of America's favorite football player, Xavier Leggett. And it is a football video. But I watched this football video, and even though it is XL, not wearing gear, not wearing pads, just shorts and gloves, when I watched this video, my knee-jerk reaction, because that's what we're doing on a Monday, knee-jerk reaction Monday, my knee-jerk reaction is, y'all, the league might be in trouble. The rest of the NFC South might be in trouble. And I'm going to tell you what I saw, and I'm going to play that video for you on our live stream. So if you want to see it, you want to react to it, go to Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. And we'll hit that hard when we come back on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Rod Brown Show, the hot Rod Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rod Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. I do my best to actively avoid knee-jerk reactions to things, right? Like, sometimes it is unavoidable because, for instance, last night's CONCACAF Gold Cup Championship matchup between Team USA and Mexico, I had strong emotions last night that I'm trying to give some time to wear off before I really get into what this tournament and what that game meant for Team USA men's soccer heading into the World Cup. I have some reactions that I will share a little bit later in the show. If you missed it, I did share them in the water cooler cheat sheet as the loss to Mexico 2-1 with a 77th minute go-ahead goal for Team Mexico that we could not find the magic to equalize late. I had some thoughts on that, and I'll go back and share those again a little bit later in the program. I want to get to this Carolina Panther thing real quick, and then we will talk to John Blau with the Post and Courier coming up in the next segment of the show. I do my best not to have too many knee-jerk reactions, but at the same time, I am, as we all are, a non-infallible human being. I'm close, but I'm not there yet.
So you're slightly flawed.
I'm slightly flawed. And mildly slightly flawed. But I saw this video pop up as I was looking around the Carolina Panthers message boards over the weekend, getting ready to set the show up for today because we have to do all five shows this week.
Do we?
I know. We have to do all five shows this week. Of course, not as big of a deal because the later into the week we go, the more college football oriented we are going to become. Why, you may ask? Because next week we will be live at Southeastern Conference Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia at the College Football Hall of Fame. So we got to shift gears. You got to warm the old engine up before you hit the ground running in the 500 miler starting next Monday. So I was getting into the football mindset over the weekend. I came across this video that I'm about to play on our live stream. So if you're not there yet, facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. You can go behind the scenes, watch all 4 hours of the show, interact with myself, with Lonzo, and with the rest of the Armada during breaks. And of course, it is not uncommon for comments and thoughts dropped into the chat to become topics on the show as well. Like James, who said speaking of baseball terms, I finally come to terms with the Barves and their 2025 season. Glad you caught up, James. We're going to come back to that, or we won't later. I don't know yet. I've talked enough about the Braves to be mad. So I found this video of Xavier Leggett, and I'm just going to run it so that you guys can see what I was watching yesterday. Let's start with the important part. This is not contact. This is just a workout. He's not wearing gear. There's no helmets. There's no shoulder pads. There's no thigh pads. It is just XL in a do-rag, in shorts, and in spikes, and in receiving gloves. I'm going to say a couple of things just from this video. Number one, XL's always been a big dude. This might be the most in shape this cat has ever looked. And again, like, it's a training video. It's going to put him in the best light. You can't really, in a workout video like this, posted by the TikTok account RouteGod813, who just does wide receiver breakdowns, you can't really CGI the muscles on this guy. He is, pardon the expression because it's XL, a hoss. Hoss. He looks as good physically as he has looked since he got to Charlotte. The dude just looks big. Number two, one of the things that I think was a mild problem for XL last year, and I talked about this during the course of the regular season, was that XL is not an excellent route runner. He's a good route runner, but he's not an excellent, he's not a class A route runner. What I appreciate about this video is that you can see that the cuts are a priority in training for him. If you're looking at it, you can see the little barriers on the ground and whatnot to kind of designate where they want the cuts made and all that. And again, I overanalyze film, but I also believe that film study is how you get better at football. One of the things that I am appreciative about in watching this video, watch how close XL is getting to the barriers when he's making these cuts. And if you're not with us on the stream, if you're just listening on traditional radio, I will do my best to paint a picture, as that is my job. Into and out of the stance, it is a pop in acceleration, which last year, one of the things that we talked about with Xavier Legette is not a tremendous acceleration out of the start of the route. There was a lot of taking a step or two to really get up to speed. And NFL caliber cornerbacks are going to feast on a guy like that, because that's a guy you can jam at the line. You can throw him off of his rhythm, off his timing. And more importantly, you can take him out of the route timing that a quarterback is expecting. And for a guy like Bryce Young, who his passing style is predicated on guys being where they're supposed to be, if you can remove a major route runner, and last year XL was running the wide receiver two a lot of the time, Thielen the one, XL the two. If you can remove the number two receiver, especially using his own lack of explosion, acceleration, or speed, if you can remove him from where he is supposed to be, that throws a wrench into a guy like a Bryce Young. And again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Drew Brees was the same way. If you make a guy who is a situation, not situational, that's not the right word. If you take a guy who is based on precision and accuracy and timing and rhythm, and you can disrupt that by removing a receiver from his route pattern. So he looks up, he's looking for the X is covered, the eyes float to the Y. He is not looking to find the white jersey or the blue jersey or the silver jersey or whatever and hit them. He's looking to a spot with the expectation that the white jersey, the blue jersey, the silver jersey is going to be in that spot, in that area. And then he's going to determine, all right, I need to lead him. I need to throw it up. I need to throw it out front, whatever. In the cuts that XL is making in this video, number one of the things that I'm looking at, it is very clear to me that he has worked on getting out of the starting stance quick. In fact, if you watch a lot of these, some of the videos or some of the clips in this video, he is in a wide receiver position, but he's got his 2 feet together. And when it's time to start the route, he throws those feet out and then pushes into the break. What that forces you to do is when you train your body for that right foot or that left foot, whatever foot is your lead foot there, when you train that foot to go out and to start right on contact, then it gets used to your body, that muscle memory gets used to foot contact means go. You train it to bang out of that cut or out of that break out of the stance. The second thing is you'll see in a couple of these spots, you are seeing XL start from a knee. Same kind of situation. As soon as you get up right there, in fact, if you're watching the video, I'll replay that spot a couple of times. He's starting on that knee. He gets the call. it's up. And watch that weight transfer. It all goes to the right foot, 100% of the body weight, which means 100% of the muscle load is on that right thigh. That's bang, that's get out of that break. Then it's plant the left foot and you're go. And by step two, you are either at full speed or getting close to it. The last thing that I am seeing out of this, like I mentioned, it is foot on the brake spot. That is precision route running. That is make sure that if it's a five and in, you're hitting that five and you're planting go. That is something that a quarterback like a Bryce Young is going to live and die by. You add that on top of the fact that the dude looks as big physically, in shape, cut, right? Like there's no body fat here. This is a muscular dude. You add that, the body stature looks good. He's working on explosion out of his starting stance. He's working on the precision route running. And then, and I understand that, he probably ran 600 routes this day. And they are not going to post a highlight video of XL dropping the football. But I want you to look at how he's catching the football in this spot. The hands are out. When the ball's at chest level, the hands are out. They're catching it away from the body, and they're bringing it in. That is not something we saw last year, especially on those deep balls. XL was a dude last year who was trying to catch the football off the chest. He was catching with the hands close to the body. And whether that is to catch it, trap it against the chest, or to use those hands because you don't want to extend them because you're going to take a hit, whatever his reason might be for it, what you were seeing last year was XL catching with the hands close to the body. In this video, the hands are way out extended. They're far away from the body. That is what you are taught to do. Soft hands out from the body. Give yourself as much room as you can for those hands to impact, to absorb the football, to give the football time to slow down and be brought under control, then tuck it away. And we're seeing that here. Now, again, I'm not saying that I am prepared to say here that Xavier Leggett is going to step in this year and is going to be a dude. What I am saying here is that the issues that I had with Xavier Leggett, with the exception of one, all seem to be addressed in this video. Again, it's a highlight reel video. It is, if nothing else, wide receiver propaganda. And that's okay. That's the point in the offseason we are at. We are in propaganda season. We are at the point in time where players are putting out tape to prove to you that they worked on the thing. Teams are putting out workout tape to prove that they are big and strong and super duper ready to go win now, yada, yada, yada. It's propaganda season. I'm good with it. But there are times where I think you can look into, you can read into propaganda, and you can say, what can I take away from this? And what I can take away from this is, even if it is edited exclusively to show this, what I am seeing is the problems that I had with Xavier Leggett, a guy that I obviously dramatically want to succeed. I want Xavier Leggett around for a long time. I want him in Carolina for a long time. Because if he's not a great wide receiver, then all of his fun horsey videos, if he's playing in Seattle, I don't really have the opportunity to really work those into the show. If he's playing for the Panthers, I just sell him as a fan favorite. So I hope he stays around for a long time. I had a couple of problems with him last year. Number one, case of the dropsies. Is that fixed? We won't know till we play football. We won't know until 2 weeks when camp starts up. We won't know until, 4 weeks when the preseason rolls around, assuming we get to see a lot of him. But for a dude who had surgery right after the season, and for a dude who, aside from the dropsies, my problems were slower acceleration than I need for a guy who's playing an outside wide receiver spot, lack of precision in the route running, and catching the ball with the body, not the hands. In this workout propaganda video, it seems like all these things are being addressed. In this workout propaganda video, it seems like all those issues are being worked on as we speak. And if that's correct, and if that's true, and all these things are corrected by next year, the rest of the NFC South better be on notice, because if BY is trending up and XL's working on those things, that could become a deadly 1-2 on the outside. Then you add Teddaro McMillan on the other side as the 6'7" who could take advantage. Look out, people. I'm getting progressively more optimistic about this football team winning the division this year. We'll talk more about it later. John Blau with the Post and Courier talks Clemson sports when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 8:40 a.m. on a Monday morning. And that means it is time to head to the phone lines and welcome in a young man who covers the Clemson Tiger Athletic Department for the Post and Courier. He is John Blau, kind enough to give us some time every Monday to talk a little Clemson Tigers. John, welcome back to the show, big fella. How we doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Doing exceptionally well. I use the term big fella as I am looking at the tweet of your video of Brandon Jacobs, a 6'4", 264-pound running back, working out with his son, Clemson freshman Braden Jacobs, who makes him look tiny. Dude, that's a couple of big dudes.
Yeah. Obviously, if you remember Brandon Jacobs playing for the New York Giants back in the day, he was a guy that, you know, he got any amount of steam going in the hole, you were going to have to go for the ankle. So that was a giant running back. And his son, who's a freshman offensive tackle at Clemson, is 6 foot. I think he's 6'8" now is what Braden said. I think he's grown to 6'8" and he's 320 pounds. And it was just interesting. I saw that workout video they posted and I've never seen the side-by-side where it just contrasts just so well, how much bigger proportionally Braden is in every single way than his dad. And so he's an absolutely humongous human being, and I'm assuming he'll be the first person off the bus for road trips in the next couple of years, maybe even this year.
I was going to say, like, I don't really have a take other than he's a freshman and he's big as hell. Like, that's really all I got for it. Now, I'm intrigued to see what the dude looks like in his, I'm assuming, 5XL jersey when he pulls it on for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him in the spring game. He actually had to play left tackle, start at left tackle because, you know, Tristan Lee was out for the spring game. He held his own against some of the better defensive ends for Clemson. I don't know if he's going to play a ton this year because, obviously, Tristan Lee, Blake Miller, a bunch of other guys, veterans in that room. But, you know, he's obviously a very highly touted guy. I think Dabo Swinney said he might be the most talented tackle we've ever signed. And obviously, if you've got the genes of a former NFL running back, plus you're, again, 2-3 times X as big as he is, you have potential to be a very good offensive lineman. So it's going to be interesting to follow his career over the next handful of years, if he even makes it a handful of years at Clemson.
All right, let's talk football here for a couple of more minutes. John Blau from the Post and Courier joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Interesting handful of days in the recruiting world, John Blau, as Clemson was waiting on Bryce Perry White, the 5-star defensive lineman, ends up picking Texas A&M. Also looking at a bunch of offers made to quarterbacks, of which there is now a slew of them that have been offered. We saw the Devin Fitzgerald, the son, of course, of NFL legend Larry Fitzgerald, who ultimately ended up picking Notre Dame. Kind of, if you don't mind, give me just a kind of summary of where we are with recruiting, with signings, with the big names that Clemson fans may have been locked into or should be getting locked into moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, the recruiting cycle's, you know, somewhat winding down here. I mean, Clemson has over 20 commits. I don't think the class is going to grow more than maybe a handful of more guys. But obviously, like you said, Bryce Perry Wright was a big target for them. A 5-star defensive end. You know, a lot of the chatter leading up to this week was that Clemson had an edge in that recruitment. And Texas A&M ultimately wins out. Obviously, everybody then starts, you know, rumoring about, was it money? What was it? But the big thing was that he said on the live stream that Texas A&M, he thinks under Mike Elko, is going to become the new D-line U. Which upset a bunch of Clemson people. Daquan Bowers, who's an assistant coach on the staff now, even replied to say there ain't another D-line U. Check the stats, all that. So, you know, there was a little bit of consternation about that. Obviously, not a player, not a prospect they want to miss on. They only have one other defensive end. Actually, they have two defensive ends. One's a 4-star, Dre Quinn, and J.R. Hardrick, a 3-star. So they were really hoping to get that 5-star in there. To kind of solidify things, but they'll have to move on, find somebody else at that position. And then, like you mentioned, Devin Fitzgerald, he ends up going to Notre Dame. That's the son of Larry Fitzgerald. So a couple of misses here of late, but still a pretty good class, obviously. It's still one that ranks inside the top 10. I don't know if it'll be top 10 at the end of the day just because some other programs are going to add some kids, but still a pretty good class. It's just obviously, again, you would have liked to have gotten that 5-star to kind of solidify it.
One of the things that you put up on your X account, which folks can follow at John Blau, JON_BLAU, was the, and I know we're a long way from it, but the class of 2027, what I believe 4 quarterback offers out to 4-star quarterbacks right now. It's obviously going to be an interesting year next year once Cade Klubnik makes his way to the National Football League, as I believe he is going to, and be a first-round draft pick. Talk to me about the future of that position. Do we expect that there is going to be somebody ready to step in and fill those shoes next year? Is looking forward to 2027 and offering 4 different quarterbacks a precaution of, hey, we'll be lucky to get one of them? Just kind of talk to me about what the future of that position looks like for Clemson.
Yeah, obviously, the idea is that Christopher Vezina is going to be the guy for the next couple of years after Cade Klubnik graduates. They obviously redshirted him. They didn't even recruit a quarterback in the 2024 cycle. Pretty much was Chris Vezina is our guy for the next couple of years after Cade Klubnik. He's been developing this entire time. But, yeah, as far as the 2027 class, it is a large number of offers for Clemson. Usually they offer a couple of guys and one's the number one option, and then if he falls through, we go to number two. To offer four is casting quite a wide net for them. Like you said, I mean, Kareem Hughley, a four-star, Teddy Gerard, a four-star, Trent Seaborn, who actually was a former teammate of Peter Woods, and at Thompson High in Alabama, they offered him. And then Peyton Houston seems to be the number one guy. He's a four-star out of Louisiana. But I don't know how good you feel about that one guy if you're offering four. So it's an interesting strategy for Clemson, kind of switching it up. They like to be very intentional about who they offer and offering very few guys to show how much interest they have in a person. But maybe that's kind of, you know, a thought process related to, you know, this new era of recruiting. You're going to have 105 scholarship spots. There's going to be a lot of schools maybe even looking for one or two quarterbacks. Maybe the market's a little bit more competitive. And obviously the NIL factors too and rev share. So maybe the idea is to expand the board a little bit, make sure they're covering their bases so they don't strike out. And hopefully at least get one of these guys. I don't think they're going to get two four-stars to come into the same quarterback room, but to at least get one of these guys, and then maybe if you're trying to get two quarterbacks in a class, get some three-star that might be willing to come in and develop.
All right, one or two more about football, and then I'm going to flip over to basketball for just a second. John Blau, I saw you on the 4th of July put up a post about the gambling market around Clemson. Now, obviously, I host a show on Saturdays on our network that is a baseball gambling show that talks about football and all that. I will tell you, as the host of that show and somebody who is dialed into these markets, Clemson is rapidly becoming one of the most popular bets to not just make the playoff, to win the national championship. They're the 7th or 8th longest odds, but they are one of the more bet programs. A lot of that has to do with the fact that it is big plus money odds, meaning you're going to win a lot back if you are correct in that picking. But has there been, and I'm assuming that obviously this isn't going to be something that is going to impact Dabo Swinney or the way that this football team runs, but from your perspective as somebody who covers this team, as somebody who popped up an article about it on the Post and Courier, what has been your takeaway of Clemson becoming such a trendy pick as a national championship bet?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like you said, a lot of people are putting money down. I think it's partially because of where the odds started. I mean, I think it was 20-1 at one point, and a lot of people thought there was value there and threw a bunch of money in it. I think it was 13-1 when the person who I wrote about who threw down $115,000 on Clemson to win the national title. And I don't know if it's one person or if it's a group of people got together, put their money together. Still a lot of money to put on Clemson winning. And I think they would win back, or this one person would win back $1.5 million if they were to get that bet right. But yeah, I think it's just, there's been a lot of hype. I think as the offseason's gone, a lot of people have kind of really reflected on the fact that, hey, you got a veteran quarterback for the first time in a while. You have the entire offense pretty much coming back. You have a new defensive coordinator. And if you've been following Dabo Swinney, obviously he's got this slow cook method of developing these teams. You're probably going to have your best chance of winning a national title one out of every 3 or 4 years, just because of the way they're not heavy in the transfer portal. They develop their guys. I think a lot of people are looking at this Clemson team and saying, if Clemson's going to win a national title, if Dabo's going to do it, it's this group. And so I think that's why they've become so trendy. Like you said, I don't know if the players themselves, Dabo Swinney, really care, but there definitely are high expectations. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, if there's any fall off, or if they trip up against LSU, if they trip up at Georgia Tech or at Louisville, I mean, there's a bunch of opportunities to trip up, kind of what the level of disappointment will be, not only from Clemson fans, but people that have bet on them, because, again, there's such high expectations. But obviously with the playoff being expanded, you know, you can lose a game or two, still make it, win the ACC, you're good. But there's definitely going to be a lot of high expectations going into this year for Clemson.
John Blau, Post and Courier, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Last football one, I was, as you have tweeted out, I was looking over the weekend at the Pro Football Focus College Top 50 Players. If you're a numbers nerd like I am and you think PFF does a good job of breaking it down, this is interesting because Clemson has a couple of players inside of the top 10, including Cade Klubnik. The next highest quarterback on their list is Garrett Musneyer from LSU, Nussmeier down at LSU, checking in at number 23. Of course, those two quarterbacks will match up in week number one. I think it says something about the fact that Clemson doesn't just have a couple of players in the top 50, but a couple of guys inside that top 10 from people who spend a lot of time putting these numbers together, John Blau.
Yeah, obviously Klubnik, we talked a lot about him in terms of the massive jump he took from sophomore year to junior year. And I think a lot of people are expecting another jump from junior year to senior year. It's kind of a little bit of projection there in terms of him maybe being the top quarterback in this class. It'll be interesting to see if he lives up to that. But, you know, Peter Woods is a guy that a lot of people forget about just because obviously he was playing a little out of position at defensive end, also at defensive tackle. Not all of us are sitting there watching the end zone cam of the, you know, the coach's film to see kind of the destruction that he's actually doing in there. But a lot of these, you know, guys who watch tape, they pop it on and they're like, whoa, who is this guy who looks like the Hulk out there just kind of throwing people around? And I'm obviously a very talented player. And so he's in that top 10. Like you said, I think TJ Parker obviously was incredibly productive last year at defensive end. So, again, Tom Allen with those two guys to be able to play around with, and then Sammy Brown, a linebacker, just so much talent on that defense. And then Avion Terrell, I think, is a guy that's been on a bunch of lists as well. One of the more impactful corners out there. I don't know if a lot of guys are even going to throw at him, so it's going to be interesting to see how Ashton Hampton opposite him plays in his sophomore season. You hope for, if you're a Clemson fan, there isn't a sophomore slump there. But again, just so much talent across the board, it kind of makes sense, going back to the gambling question, why so many people are throwing money down on it, because you got PFF and you got ESPN, Bill Connolly looking at returning production, and you just everywhere you turn, there's people talking about how talented this Clemson team is, and they just got to get the most out of that talent.
All right, John Blau, last one, and we'll let you get back to it. On Three Sports posted an interview over the weekend with Clemson basketball coach Brad Brownell. Brad said that he is expecting the basketball team to get around 11% of that $20.5 million rev share cap. That would work out to about $2.25 million. Brad said that he is also expecting some of his ACC foes to be receiving as much as 20% of that $20.5 million rev share. I'm not going to poison the well with my take on what that was. I just want to ask you for yours. What was your thought, your response, your knee-jerk reaction to Brad Brownell saying that not only does he expect 11% of that 20.5, but that he expects it to be slightly more than half of what some other schools are going to be giving their basketball team?
It's not surprising. I mean, we've known that football is going to get the lion's share of this because they want to make sure football is able to be competitive with the Ohio States, the Alabamas, all these top programs in the country. And if you're Clemson, that means distributing by the amount of revenue that the programs bring in. And Clemson football is probably in the 82-83% range. And so if you're going to give something to women's basketball and other sports, again, a tiny sliver, men's basketball can't, you know, take up that much. And so 11% kind of is what it is. And not only are they going to be dwarfed by some of the other schools in the ACC, you know, obviously more basketball-focused schools, maybe like a Wake Forest or something like that. I actually don't know off the top of my head which ones they're going to be, but I'm sure there's going to be some of those. The Big East in particular, I mean, look at those programs that don't have football really to share with. They're going to give 20%, 25%, who knows, to basketball. So they're going to be a huge advantage there. And I mean, this goes back to what I wrote about with Clemson Ventures a week or a half ago, just in terms of, you know, they're hoping that there's going to be more marketing deals, advertisements, that maybe they can, you know, kind of close the gap there, because it's not just rev share. It's also about third-party NIL deals with corporations that you're able to place your athletes in. Maybe they can get some more money for NIL there. But, yeah, they're definitely going to be at a competitive disadvantage. They're going to have to be savvy. They're going to have to be able to pick up on some players that some of these other schools aren't going to, or you have to offer something that other schools aren't offering, which if you're continuing to get to the NCAA tournament, you're continuing to be one of the top teams in the ACC, maybe they'll be willing to take a little bit of a pay cut to come to Clemson. But, yeah, definitely a challenging situation for Brad Brownell, but one that's sort of necessary if you want to make sure the football is funded the way you want to fund it.
John Blau covers the Clemson Tigers for the Post and Courier. You can check him out again on X at John_JON_BLAU. Kind enough to talk to us every Monday at 8:40 a.m. John, my man, as always, appreciate the time, brother. Let's chat again soon, like next week.
Sounds good. I appreciate you got it, Rob.
John Blau, Post and Courier. We appreciate his time. As always, Clemson fans, your reaction. 844-326-3663. Texter says, you've got to stop pronouncing courier like that. Like C-O-U? Courier?
Courier.
Courier?
Courier.
Tournament?
Tournament.
Sports Flash. Sorry. Sports Flash. No, I'm saying Sports Flash. I thought that was going to be funnier than it was.
Yeah. But there's no way to say sports anywhere other than sports. The Atlanta Braves were swept by the Baltimore Orioles across three games over the weekend, including a 2-1 loss yesterday. Grant Holmes took the loss despite six innings of four-hit, two-run ball with five strikeouts. The loss drops the Braves to 11 games under 500 for the first time since 2017. That's not good. The United States men's soccer team came up a goal shy in the CONCACAF Gold Cup Finals, dropping a 2-1 result to Mexico to earn the silver medal. The match was the last competitive contest the U.S. will play in until the World Cup starts next year. The Carolina Hurricanes continue to add to their roster, signing forward Nick Ehlers to a six-year, $51 million contract. The unrestricted free agent was the last big name on the market and spent 10 years with the Jets, recording 225 goals and 550 points across 674 games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.